shake my body. Don't let the red sun with a blue moon in your eyes.
Might as well grab another one of those.
Welcome back.
That's for sure.
He does. Super, super powerful, super technical.
I'm a piece of shit. I'm going to smoke that.
Right now?
Yeah.
Welcome back to episode 40 of Grandma's Pillbox.
Good to be back, boys.
We got Nico back on. We did a little filming right before this episode. I wasn't ready for it, but I think we all had fun getting the shots. A little drive in the city. Barely.
Yeah.
A little surprise to both of these guys.
Yeah. We won't talk about that,
though. Yeah, we won't talk about that, but just know that both these guys were surprised today.
Yeah.
But today we got a... I'm not going to say a hectic episode, but we've got lots to talk about. We're a little late to the news, but there's the Maui fires in Hawaii. We've got the hurricane termed for the Hurricane Hillary, and the 5.0 seismic earthquake happening in California at the same time. And then we've also got a giant heat wave going on in the Midwest.
Yeah, that we do.
Besides that, we want to talk about some concert stuff. I have a little bird section. And then Liam wants to talk about UFC, yep. Sean O'Malley, and then maybe touch upon some Oliver Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, got a good episode in store for you guys. Gonna try and shoot for around 90 minutes. So let's quit wasting time. Let's get to it, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, so...
So my first interaction with these Hawaii fires were on Full Send Live. That's usually where I see most of my content that... You know,
what's Full Send Live?
So it's like their Instagram page with like stuff that's going on around the world, like politics, like that crocodile video I showed you. Like,
is it like their own like news media?
Yeah, basically, yeah, like their own news outlet kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? And I seen it, and these people are in the water, and the fires are everywhere. And he's like, "Dude, your mask is dirty." Well, the shirt or whatever he was wearing around his face is gonna be dirty because of all the soot and ash that's just, you know, covering up the shirt. Like, he's not wearing like no COVID mask or nothing, and they're in the water. What are you doing? Get out. Go inside something. You're breathing in all that toxin. No bueno.
Yeah. The dude, those wildfires were bad. Or no, I don't even know if they were wildfires, right?
Well,
wasn't there speculation that it was a high-powered laser that started the fires?
Because didn't this happen in Canada not that long ago, too?
Yeah,
Canada was legit wildfires,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, because I seen the videos of that. That was messed up,
that was
dude.
Bad.
That looked like hell turned over on the earth.
I mean, we discussed it a little bit when it was happening in Chicago, but there was, like, 3 days of, like, heavy smog.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably, like, expanded onto, like, probably a week of, like, smog to where, like, it was hard time.
The air quality
breathing.
Was just not... They didn't want you to go outside because the air quality was so low.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to give a little bit of context. The fire started on August 8th, and the death toll so far is 114 people. Well, that could be, like, plus 800. Like,
yeah.
800 people are still, like, unaccounted
for. Yeah, exactly.
And what's crazy is this is the deadliest, like, U.S. wildfire since 1918. And in that year, it was a Minnesota fire, killed 453 people. The
wow.
most deadliest one in U.S. history is in 1871, Wisconsin, 1,152 people.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
I'm wondering, like, how it was back, like, 1871. That was before oil, right? Like, started getting dug up.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have fire trucks or anything like that, so
no, they didn't
out,
have
like,
cars.
Yeah,
like,
exactly my
they're
point.
Getting
like
buckets of water with the horse carriage.
Yeah,
like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows if they had any like modern tactics of like, you know, building up dirt walls to try and stop the fire?
Yeah.
They could have just like, you know, said, "All right, fire's coming through. There's no hope. There's no hope. So let's just pack up and run away."
I wanted to show this. This is a wildfire map and smoke map. So everything that's gray is where like smog is covering it up. And I guess like the darker gray it is, the much more smog density there is.
Ooh.
And literally you could see the amount of like just small fires happening around the US. Like right here, the West is getting hit up, big smog happening. And like you can click on just like one of them. And it'll show you like
Canyon fire. Holy shit. 1,108 acres.
Yeah. Over 23 hours, it's grown 115 acres. So like that's just like one of them. And there's, I'm going to say like hundreds happening throughout the US right now. And like if you zoom out, you can even see right there, Hawaii. Hawaii is also on there. It's not that up to date. I don't know. It like says information not available, but let me click on it. Yeah, but 2,170 acres for that one. And I also wanted to show... Do I have it? Oh, yeah. Do you guys know how fast a wildfire fucking moves? Like, if the wind's in its favor?
I mean, I imagine it's creeping, like, a few inches.
Fast. This is very fast.
This is a pretty low-quality video, but it shows you how hot it gets. And, like, it's a video footage. There's no audio, so... Right now, you see the ashes, like, coming in. I'm going to say this is like,
sped up?
No, this is real time.
Whoa.
Jesus, dude.
5 seconds.
It's getting hot, dude.
It's already plus 300 degrees Celsius.
Oh.
The shit just runs right
through. Oh my god, dude. Like, it's like an inferno fire.
Like, imagine the firefighters, like, they see the fire coming up at them, and, like, they're in the forest trying to take it out.
Oh, there's
it's
no
It's maxing
hope.
Out almost at 900.
Well, yeah, because you think that's why they have those planes that drop the water from up top.
Yeah, because being on the ground, there's no hope that you're going
to
outrun
gonna
it when it's
like
this. You're
going to be burnt to a crisp down there, dude.
And
dude, I mean, it started at 3 minutes and 11. It's only been 25 seconds.
And it's, like, literally burnt everything in its path.
And it stays fucking hot even afterwards. Like even if you survive somehow this initial burn, you're sitting in a fucking hot cooker.
Yeah. This ain't no Joe Rogan sauna.
No.
This is, like, quadruple the temperature he goes in at.
But, like... Oliver Anthony.
It's just there, dude, waiting for us to click on
it. Yeah, it is.
I wanted to also, like, Hawaii fire aftermath. Like, these videos are, or not videos, these images. Like, look at this, man. Like, just burnt to a crisp. This one photo, like, the beach is, like, the only green part, and everything else is just green.
Everything else got annihilated, dude.
Like, do you remember when the California fires happened around COVID, the 2020, and just how, like, post-apocalyptic it all looked?
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, the burnt-down bus, like, the bus whatever truck.
It looked like that Call of Duty map, Transit, where, like, ashes are in the air and stuff and everything's dark and burning.
Yes.
Transit was great, though.
It was.
There were some Easter eggs you could do on that one, bro. Like, you have to run out, like, you know, like when you take the bus and you go in between the maps, right? You jump off the bus and you run into those fields that's in the dark, you know, and those fucking things come on your head and you have to stab it off. Well, you get this chip and you put it in the conductor's brain and it drives you to Nocturne Untoten. Seriously, I'm not even. I've done it.
I didn't even know about this yesterday.
I swear to God, you can do it, bro. I drove the Nocturne Toten. I almost shit my pants. Like, it was so surreal. I was like, dude, this is the coolest thing ever. Like, it took a long time. Don't get me wrong, but it was cool as hell to see that old ass map in that game. I was like, wow, that's cool as hell, dude. Just to be able to be pulled up with a little Easter egg like that. That's awesome. Dude,
so many good memories come from, like, zombies back in the day.
How about them opening up the servers again for all the old games? BO1, BO2. I was playing multiplayer the other night, as toxic as it was when I was playing it as a kid. This guy was ripping just riffs on the guitar. This guy's like, dude, shut the fuck up, man. I was like, dude, are you the Do or something? Like, are you just ripping chords or what? I told him to play me some Metallica. He did. It was funny.
Yeah.
Dude.
Wait, Liam, you brought up ray guns shooting the fucking Hawaii?
That was a little, like, X theory that I was reading on. Or a theory that I saw on X.
It was high-powered lasers?
High-powered lasers what started it.
Just, I need a clarification. Do you believe that, or?
Yeah, no, I don't believe that at all.
I mean, I wouldn't believe that either, but it's definitely something that's that you can't rule out as not a possibility, because, I mean, that shit can light shit on fire, so it can definitely start a fire.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But to say that it's going to cause a wildfire like that, maybe not. Maybe not.
Well,
I mean, all you need is one spark. Right. One spark in the right spot, and things
and everything goes up. Everything that's dead just gets sucked up.
Yeah.
Let me give the context then. In Hawaii, before the fire started, it was 2 months or maybe more of drought.
Right.
They had no rain, none whatsoever. And then on that day, or even like the week, it was high winds. So when you have high winds, drought, it's like perfect like
and starting. It's like perfect ignition fluid to spark a flame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
the wind and everything,
the utilities company was like, fuck it. Like, usually the practice is sometimes you'll shut off electricity if you think, you know, a power line's gonna go down or whatever, but they just disregarded it, thought, nah, we can stick it through. And I don't know if you saw this video. No, wait, let me. This is the potential cause of what it is. This is like at a zoo or a bird sanctuary. And let's see. And then you'll see. Boom.
Oh, shit.
That might
Was that a power box or something?
A power line falling down into the woods. Yeah. And honestly, that's probably what caused it.
Dang.
And the head of Maui's emergency like agency resigned because he was getting so much criticism for his response. He made the decision because they have sirens to like warn people that like something bad's really happening, like a tsunami.
And he didn't put the siren on.
No, he was like, no, don't turn them on. And people asked him like,
I've seen that.
Do you regret it? He's like, no, I don't regret it. And his like reasoning was like a couple things is that. It's as loud as, like, a jet taking off.
Yeah.
So he thought, okay, the people won't even, like, hear it, or they'll, like, disregard it. And another thing is people were trained that when you hear the siren, it's like a tsunami warning. So they would just, like, run to the hills, and that's where the fire was. So he's afraid people would just run into the fire. And I guess when the fire started, the electricity supply turned off, so they didn't have, like, the mobile phone networks to communicate like what specifically the thing was. But I mean, imagine the stress, like, you, all these people, like, you're on a small island and there's a fire basically consuming the only big town you've got in there.
Well, yeah, and these people are jumping down your throat like, dude, why don't you start the siren? I mean, he had some good reason there. Like Thomas said, if they heard that siren, it means go run to the hill. Mm-hmm. And they're just gonna burn if they go up there. So I mean, I didn't even know that. I didn't hear that in the. I don't know if I watched all the way through or whatever, but that's definitely a good reason. Cause I mean, you're just gonna cause more casualty at that time.
Oh, I saw a stat. Some agency estimated that the repair costs or whatever for everything, about $5.5 billion. Oh.
Jesus Christ, dude.
How much money did we send to Ukraine? $40 billion.
No did way. We? There's no way.
I think it might have been more. The numbers are like.
All right.
It's crazy how much U.S. currency we can print.
I mean, if it has to do with the war, we'll print as much as we want.
Yeah, we will, because the wartime efforts just make everything pop off.
Wartime efforts make you more money, dude.
They do. But dude, that's gonna be such a project to try and like repair. Because it wasn't the main island, right? It was the one that
it
you
was
were
Maui.
Showing.
Yeah.
It was Maui.
Honolulu or whatever is like the main like tourist place,
I guess.
And then Maui is like a couple islands to the right of it. I don't know how to pull up this picture, but this is how it looks. Oh wait, fuck, right there. There's Honolulu and there's Maui.
There's Maui, yeah.
I don't know, Nico, if you can fucking see that, but oh wait, fuck. But
we can just put on the screen. We'll just have editor Chris put it on the screen.
Here.
Zoom in. Are
there
you
go.
Busy tonight?
Tonight? Yeah, I am.
You say come to Commons Tuesday Night League.
Oh, shit. $2 buy-in?
$2 dubs, yeah.
When does it start?
6. You could make the first round, because we do play 2 rounds, so you can make the first one. you know, if anything.
Yeah, low key, because I think I got no-gi jiu-jitsu.
I was going to say, because I know you got jiu-jitsu tonight, because you were talking about it when I picked you up, or when you picked me up this morning, but
yeah,
it would be dope to have you out there.
Is it random draw doubles?
Yeah, random draw doubles.
That would be kind of sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, as long as, you know, you don't get a crap partner.
And it's guaranteed at Commons? Like, I know sometimes.
Yeah, no.
Is it Chain Brands?
No, it's Mike Cam's, like, Tuesday Night League.
Okay.
That's why it's $2. Ace pot right now is like $300.
Dude, that actually sounds fun. But yeah.
Imagine if I hit, I know, dude. I was literally thinking that, man.
Nico got an ace on our local disc golf course. He's pretty happy. Is it your fifth ace?
Fourth.
Four.
Yeah. Third real ace. Third real ace. The fourth one that I had before this one was a cubby ace. So I threw one before I threw the second shot, and it went in. So I guess you count as a throw-in? Maybe? You know what I'm saying? Because it's your second shot, so people call it like a cubby shot.
Yeah, cubby ace.
But whatever.
Is that like the most dopamine rush thing you can get from disc golf?
I was literally talking about this with Liam. I'm like, dude, my dopamine levels rose for like maybe 15 seconds and just dropped right back to where it was. I was like, ah, yeah, because I called Trevor because they were all going to a bigger course and I only had a little amount of time to play. So when I hit it, I was like, let's go, you know, like, let's go. And then I get up to the basket and I'm just like, oh, yeah, back to how I'm feeling. I don't know. It was weird, dude. It definitely felt weird. I thought, now that I reflect on it, it puts a smile on my face.
Yeah.
But not necessarily my dopamine levels rise. Like, yeah, I'm happy I got it and everything, but
What's better, the anticipation or making it? Like,
I think it's the anticipation, because you're literally watching it and you're like, dude, that looks so good. That looks so good. That looks boom, and it hits the chains. That anticipation is the buildup to where your dopamine level clicks and you're like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it starts to really flow at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Liam, because Liam's like, dude, that looks so good the whole way. I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to say anything. I was like, because it went all around, all highs are around the tree and it had like a slight tailwind. So it rose up a little bit and it caught the chain. I was so happy because it was a blind shot.
No, yeah, you can't see the basket from the teapot.
Yeah.
That was like my favorite part. And what my favorite part, I think the most purest ace you could ever get is when your disc actually sticks in the chains. That's what mine did. Mine didn't go.
It doesn't hit the bottom of the basket.
Oh, it's just like stuck there?
Yeah, it was just stuck inside the chains.
Yeah.
I was like, that's probably the most purest line you could ever put it on, to throw it into a basket to where just chains catch it.
Yeah.
You know?
You hit that thing in the heart.
Yeah.
I think probably what's better, like, that can top the ace dopamine is, like, if you're in, like, a league or, like, you're, like, in a competitive round and, like, you win first place or something.
Mm. Or you big putt someone to win.
Yeah,
that's
probably better than like an ace.
Dude, tell me why I had like a slight little dream of that last night.
Yeah,
like
a dream.
I swear to God, dude, I was playing disc golf at league, and we were putting for playoff, and they were maybe like 40 out. I was like 60 out, and I just do my jump putt and I cash it, and I was like, like, I just remember myself doing this and like running up to the basket like with raptor legs like Waisaki.
Nice.
It was funny, dude.
Let's wrap up some climate talk.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the earthquake? Because I didn't until Liam brought it up to me.
The one that Bert Kreischer was, like, posting about?
What? I don't know. Was he?
Yeah, hurricane in California or something.
It, like, started up in Mexico and then built, worked his way up South California. And now I think it's dissipating in, like, Nevada right now.
Hmm. No, I didn't. I don't think I heard about that time.
Dude, like, the what do you call it? It was like a monsoon, like the fucking flash floods in California.
I know what you're talking about. That Bert Kreischer was posting about that, the flash floods, because he lives in California, so.
Does it feel like we're in, like, the rapture times or something?
The rapture times.
No, no.
Rapture?
No, rapture.
Rapture. Oh, like the biblical?
Yeah. Like, we're getting flooded, drought happening, fire, people, like, things are burning
next
up.
Next come is famine.
No, that's, climate change is not real.
Just a hoax.
Wait, do you know, like, the rapture? Like, I don't know, like, it has a sequence or, like, things are supposed to happen in an order.
There's a sequence. I've been told about it. I don't want to really touch on it because I'm not too familiar, but I know that drought, famine, all that will happen, and then a Nephilim will happen. And
a Nephilim? What's that?
Like, the devil's child will be brought into this world, and that's what's really going to start the rapture, is devil walking amongst the earth.
Oh, Jesus.
It's some real shit, dude. Like, if you're a Christian or any kind of believer in God, like, you know there's a good and evil. So, what you depict that as, you know, that's up to your own discretion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to look up, I think it's called the end times. The rapture is what happens after the end times, where Jesus comes back, wakes everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be like an alien?
Well,
like the whole earth is just suffering. And
it's, from what I've been told, rapture is not necessarily Jesus coming back. It's the devil, like, that's end times, man, mm-hmm. like, end times, like, the devil's gonna come walk this earth, and he's gonna tear it apart, he's gonna tear apart God's creation, that's just how it is, like, that's what the rapture predicts, like, Nephilim and devil walks on the earth. It's crazy to think about, because you have all these different religions, they believe this, that, and the third, but, I don't know. I guess just the way you're grown, the way you're raised.
Yeah. And your belief system.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the kind of household you were growing up in. So, I went to religion classes when I was younger and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't forced to. Did I want to? No. But, you know what I'm saying? I went anyways.
Yeah.
I feel that if you have a higher belief system, I don't want to say this the wrong way. It's a little easier on your mental. You can look at it as good and evil, and not just bad all the time. Like, there's good that outweighs bad, but also bad that outweighs the good.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta look at both sides and just take what you can get while you can. That's why they say make life as you make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? J to the ROC. You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm saying. It'd be interesting to compare how other religions view that type of topic, and end times, rapture type of shit. Like what's the religion for Islam? Is it just Islam, or?
Yeah, I think it's just Islam. Islam is the religion.
Is it?
And if you're Islam, I think you're a Muslim.
Muslim, like that, Buddhism, or just whatever the fuck, like
Judaism,
just all those different shits, mm-hmm. and to compare how they view, you know, when bad times were happening, what's their symbolism for it?
Yeah. Right. Even like, what's their reasoning behind it? Like, there's always a feeling that it's like, this is happening because good is coming.
I watch this guy on YouTube sometimes. He, I don't know if you guys ever seen him. He's like the Islam guy. He's like always on the boardwalk trying to talk to people.
Yeah.
And, well, this guy walked up to him, and I forgot the guy's name, like their god or whatever. But asked
Muhammad,
about this girl. Yeah, asked about this girl. Like, how old was this girl that Muhammad was with? She was like 14 or 13 years old. And he's like, dude, he was a fucking rapist. Like, he was saying it to his face, and he's like, I know you want to hit me right now, but you can't, because you can't be barbaric. You can't be barbaric. That's against your religion. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of a pussy thing to do, to throw the religion in there. It's like, oh, yeah, you're not going to hit me because mm-hmm. your belief system. Like, get the fuck out of here with that,
that's,
man.
That kind of sounds like BS, though. Like, is it really against the Islamic religion not to hit people?
Like, violence is not...
But they...
I trust
they
me.
They do
I know.
Like so many different acts of violence.
Trust me, I know. It was just the video I seen, like.
Wait, was it like a heckler doing it to the dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you know, it was some guy. He convinced him that he was actually listening to him, but he was just standing there to tell him bullshit. You know, like shit on his religion.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, when you're as popular as that, there's definitely gonna be guys that are cooking up some like.
But those guys, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. They believe in God. That's what their belief is. They don't believe in Jesus Christ, like the Son of God. They believe there is a God, but it's not Jesus. You can't see Jesus. That's what he says. Like, how can a normal human, with the Almighty seeing God, you can't see him, how would you be able to see his son?
Careful with touching the mic. Sorry. You're good.
How would you see his son, you know?
Isn't it, it's like three, Judaism, Islam, whatever, and then Christianity, sure. Like, they centered on the Jerusalem area, and they have just, because, like, all those people are present, but they focus on different people as being, like, the messiahs or whatever.
Yes.
Like, Christianity is Jesus, like the baby of God that came down, and then the other guy's, like, Muhammad that led people or whatever. Like, I'm not educated on that at all, but
neither
I just know they kind of have, like, the same basis story, but they have different lines that they go away from that.
Right.
How do we get under? The end times, the rapture.
Yeah, the
okay,
times.
Okay. I was
like,
sitting there for a second.
Deep
I was like,
dive
how do
into
we
this
get
right now?
But yeah, dude. The religion's always such an interesting thing to talk about because if you get people that actually like legitimately want to discuss it, then it's a fair conversation. But if people like kind of just start clowning and not really taking it serious, then things just get bad real fast.
I have like a complex relationship to like religion. We went to church all every week when I was growing up, and then slowly fading away. Like we get busy, you don't go. I went to like church school as well. I wasn't forced to, but I did like kind of the same as you. I think I was too young to really understand
right
anything, or at least the context that you should be learning. Cause it's institutionalizing, like I feel like that's the type of vibe I get from it. Like I didn't feel it when I was younger, but when I look back on it, it was like I wasn't explained like why I should, you know, learn about this, why should I follow this. It was just like, here, learn this, this is what you need to learn.
Yeah.
And so my complex relationship is that I think there's probably some higher being of some sort. Maybe if you just look at it through a scientific lens, no, there absolutely isn't, but we don't know that 100%. And there's a word where you believe in some higher being, but not specifically God. It's like you're bisexual or whatever.
Yeah. there's just so many. It's like, dude, it's like genders. There's just so many different ways to believe in religion. Are we in a simulation? Were we created from the Big Bang? Were we evolution?
But the reason I bring that up is because of what you kind of said, the moral compass it gives you, which I believe, like, if you stick to it, like, it's a good way, or, like, a better way to live life, knowing, like, there's something telling you to be good, and there's, like, reasoning for stuff, rather than thinking, oh, it's all just chance and whatnot. Like, I step into a car, and there's a chance I might die. You know,
yeah.
Rather than like,
that's true. Things can get real bleak if you're thinking about it in like that way. And I think having like that those eyes over the shoulder, like you were talking about, like, oh, this happened because he was looking down on me, or this happened because he's testing me.
One really good example that I like, have you seen that YouTube video pop up where it's this dude interviewing like a quote unquote Amish dude, like the most isolated dude with no identity? He's like riding a horse carriage with him. He's like, do you ever get mad at like the horses for not doing what you want them doing? He's like, yeah, I get really mad. They need to like walk straight, and I'll like hit them to go like walk straight. And he's like, God, why can't like the horses listen to me or whatever? And then he thinks like, oh, God would tell me. Well, what do I do when you're not listening to me? you know, do I punish you? Do I, like, he's like, what would God think about me? And then I apply that, like, positive thinking towards the horse. It's like, the horse doesn't understand me. I just need to give him time to learn, like,
yeah,
what to do.
Hmm.
And it's like, that's kind of like a wacky example, but I think it's good, like, kind of the moral compass alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, like, why am I mad at this random person that cut me off? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they've definitely got... UFC 292, 293, something like that.
I think it's 293.
293 happened this weekend, this past weekend. Main event was Aljamain Funkmaster Sterling against Sugar Sean O'Malley. And
Sugar Sean, man.
After a first round of kind of back and forth, really trying to like figure out range and stay away from Aljamain grabbing him, O'Malley found that backward, that right hand as he was stepping backwards and caught Aljo right on the chin and hammer fisted him and knocked him out. And O'Malley is the bantamweight champion of the world.
Okay, first question: what's bantamweight?
Bantamweight is 135.
Like super lightweight.
Why do they call it bantam?
Because it's like the lightest weight in the division.
I don't know what the word bantam. I don't know like the origin of the word bantam. So the lightweights, the weights are flyweight, bantamweight.
A chicken of a small breed. It's a chicken fight.
That's fair because the one right above is featherweight. Yeah. So like,
oh, that's cool.
You got fly, which is like air, bantam, feather, light, welterweight, middleweight, light heavyweight, and then heavyweight.
Yeah.
So, dude, I mean... O'Malley was getting counted out so much. By Vegas, he was the underdog. By, like, pros picking him, he was pretty much only picked by, like, one or two
guys. My buddy made 50
bucks
off that fight. He had Sean O'Malley knocking Sterling out with a knockout.
Damn. So he must have...
Or he put 50 bucks. I don't know what the outcome because of him being down on points was, but he won some money.
Yeah, if he put 50 down on KO, I think the odds on that were, like, plus 600, so... He made probably like 300, 400 bucks.
That's nuts.
That's
yeah,
nuts.
Dude.
Yeah.
Put 50 bucks, you make 3 or 4. It's crazy.
Yeah. I put a little cash down, made 50 bucks off of a $25 bet. Or made 75 off of a $25 bet. But yeah, that whole card, like, it was good. There was a lot of big names. And as like a guy who watches every card every weekend, it was really entertaining to watch like some of those guys duke it out. But to what the card could have been 2 months ago, it got downgraded a little bit.
Yeah,
guys had to pull
that's
out.
That's what he was
injuries.
Saying on the podcast, that the card looked so much better two mm-hmm. or 3 months ago than mm-hmm. it, you know, so many changes happened.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, though, that the fight was really cool, but was that a knockout? Like.
Yeah, because when. So a knockout is considered like. If he's hitting you in the face and you turn around because you need to stop getting hit in the face, like the ref's going to call that. You can't defend yourself anymore. So mm-hmm. that's technically a knockout. You can't defend yourself.
Actually, I mean, that's considered a
TKO, right?
TKO, yeah. Technical knockout.
Because.
So the reason, I know what you're saying. A lot of people mentioned that that might have been an early stoppage. That Aljamain was still kind of moving around, and he might have been able to fight back.
I don't think so, dude. He turned over on his back, bro. Once you do that, you literally tell the ref, I can't defend myself anymore.
No, he was on his back, and then he turned over onto all fours.
Right, right.
Like,
yeah,
he turned
to, like,
away.
Cover himself, yeah.
He turned away from the shots.
But I'm saying, like, because from what I seen, dude, like, from him coming down on him like this so many times, and he didn't even try, like, he was trying to block. I just don't really think he could.
Yeah.
And then... He kept doing it, bro, and then he finally turned over. I think that's why the stoppage happened, because once you turn over, that guy that's coming down with that hammer fist, dude, you can knock in the back of the head, you can do anything, you know? Like,
that's a crazy thing that not a lot of people know, is back of the head shots are illegal.
Yeah.
But no ref is ever going to stop a back of the head shot in a finishing sequence.
Right.
So if you're a fighter, you just throw, and if it hits him in the back of the head, who cares? Because a ref is not going to want to make it that awkward to where he stops a finishing sequence because of an illegal blow.
Right.
So, dude, if I was a fighter, I'd just be... And I get a guy on the ground, I'm just going to be going for the back of their head. It's awful. But, yeah, Aljamain's hands were, like, not really in, like, a normal position to where it would be perceived that he's trying to block shots.
Yeah.
And then, like Nico was saying, when he turned away from the punches, then it was like... Yeah, I think it was Mark Goddard had to just call that shit off. But okay,
that clears it up for me. Yeah. I was watching the highlight. I was like, damn, this is like a pretty good fight. Like, I thought it was pretty entertaining. Just, I can see why you like Sean O'Malley. And just like, I opened up his Snapchat like story. He's just like such a funny dude.
Yeah.
And
he's such a goofy guy, dude. And he's like,
yeah, he's pretty wholesome guy. He's
I've cool. been consuming his content pretty hard since like I started following him in COVID.
Yeah.
I saw the first fight I saw of him was him versus Chito Vera. And he lost that fight. That's his only loss. And pretty much ever since that, I've been every week watching his podcast, his coach's podcast, his Twitch subscribers that he flew out to Arizona to live with him. They've got a podcast. So I've just been like so engulfed in like their media machine that I just had so much confidence just hearing all the stuff that he's going through. And he's like,
does he live in Florida?
Arizona. Peoria, Arizona. But as a UFC fighter, he kind of set like the trend of like UFC. You've probably been seeing more UFC fighters recently coming out with YouTube channels and like quality videos. He like kind of started that trend, which is super cool. But we've got a little bit of a drought now for UFC fights. Mm-hmm. They're fighting in they're fighting in South Korea this weekend.
That's still not televised?
That is televised, but it's not a main it's not like a pay-per-view. Okay. So it's going to be a little bit less known fighters. Max Holloway is actually fighting on that.
Okay.
A name that you might have heard of before, but yeah, dude. Awesome card. Great on O'Malley. I'm so excited to see where he goes next. There's a possibility of him fighting Chito Vera, the guy that he's lost to already for the title. There's a possibility of him and going to box Gervonta Davis.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Which would be awesome. There's a myriad of contenders that want to fight O'Malley, and he wants to stay busy, so come December, we might get a fight card in December where it's O'Malley versus X, McGregor versus Chandler, Volk versus somebody, and maybe Jon Jones.
Volk's a beast.
Volk is an animal.
That guy's a savage in the fucking ring.
Pound for pound, number one. Number two, actually, I think, technically, but.
Yeah, he's a savage.
Islam's
man.
One. But yeah, he is.
That
incredible.
Guy's crazy, man. He's got some real fighting skills on him, that's for sure.
He does. Super, super powerful, super technical.
Dude, but in all honesty, how do you think that fight would have played out if. What's his name? Actually fought Francis Ngannou.
What's his name?
The guy who was actually supposed to fight him. And then Ngannou, I don't know what happened, but oh my God, who was it?
Ngannou didn't really have any.
He was supposed to fight this person, and he didn't.
Are you thinking of Jones, maybe?
Maybe. They talked about it on the Rogan podcast with on Flagrant with Andrew Schultz.
Probably Jon Jones or Stipe. No, Stipe's already fought Ngannou. It was probably Jon Jones.
Yeah, I think so, dude. Because, I'm pretty sure you're right, because Andrew asked Rogan, like, oh, like, you think the fight would have been different if he had fought Ngannou? And he's like, you really can't tell. He's like, but Ngannou, bro, that right hook from him, dude, oh, if you catch that, man, you're done. You're on the floor, dude. It's like getting hit by a Ford Escape or whatever the fuck they said.
That shit was so funny. Every time I hear that, I'm like, how corny do you have to be to say that, Dana White? But the UFC's a promotion machine, and he knows what the fuck he's doing. So, yeah, I think we can wrap up the UFC talk there. My co-host over here is just actually shaking at the thought of talking about birds. He is sawing. So if you'd like to start the bird conversation...
Well,
or we can move to something else.
No. Let's do birds.
Let's get
it out of the way.
Let's do some birds.
I only had enough time to prep one bird soy session.
Yeah.
Like if I had like, let's say a full day, I'd probably have like a lineup of like six birds to tell you guys about. I'm just gonna talk about one. The reason I love birds is that, like, just like all the animals, you know, started from the sea, you go to the land, and then they develop an ability to soar the sky, like free real estate up there, you know. We obviously, through evolution, we grew up with all the animals or whatever through time, but I'm like wondering, like, the first thoughts of, like, I don't know, Homo sapien, or what are the more primitive, like Neanderthals.
Yeah.
Like, what they thought of the flying creatures. They probably didn't think that deep about it, but I also love the cultural connection they have. Like, owls being, like sacred seers. Like, you only see them at night. Or the crow. It used to be, in Nordic culture, like, the bird of wisdom. Like, the bird of, like Odin, he had ravens, and he would send them out to get like information for him or send out messages, you know. But then during the Black Plague, they all fed on the dead bodies and whatnot, and they were just like they became the omen of death. So that like cultural shift in ravens, and now like everyone now knows that what we talked about in the previous podcast or the one before, where like they're just hella smart.
Yeah,
just for smarter than like a 6 year old, yeah, baby, or human, whatever. The bird I brought up for today is the pileated woodpecker. Do you guys know what this one is?
Is it?
I know what the woodpecker is, but
this is the biggest woodpecker in the U.S.
Oh yes.
I fucking love this woodpecker, and I was down south in Shawnee, the southern tip of Illinois, camping with Celia, and we went out to the swamp forest, and I got to hear its beloved like laugh call. Let me go to YouTube and let me just show you guys how they sound like. Pileated woodpecker call. And I think, yeah, wait, no, he doesn't. This one's shitty. This one is better.
Tonight's dinner it's gonna be great.
No, it's not. That's it. Okay, but like you're imagine you're out in like the forest, you're just walking, and then you hear just this laughing noise like in the distance, and that was a short one, but when we were out there, it was laughing for like 2 minutes straight.
Wow.
Just like, I'm not gonna recreate it.
Yeah. Imagine like you were saying, what if you're a Neanderthal and you hear that? You're in the forest.
Like you've never heard that before, and you're walking in the forest and you hear Some dude laughing in the distance, like, what the
fuck? I'm about to die.
But the Native Americans, they saw the pileated woodpecker as a sign of change and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Because these guys, they, you know, like woodpeckers, they peck at woods to look for insects in the trees, as well as like make little holes to nest in. And
wait, a sign of change and consistency, isn't that like a bit of an oxymoron?
Nah, I don't think so. They have to be consistent, you know,
with their picking at the wood.
Yeah, it's like hard work. It's like they have to go for a pretty long time to make a deep cavity into the
tree.
And like, I don't know how this guy got so close, but
let me like move to. Fuck, I can't see the cursor.
Sorry.
There we go. Almost replayed.
Jeez.
This guy is pecking at this probably for hours.
That's savage, though, dude.
And I think, like, if you want like an estimate, maybe like a foot or like a foot and a half. That's how big it is. And I think one of the comments is like the woodpecker's like the construction worker of the woods.
Yeah, he's his own lumberjack.
I wonder if like they've done any studies on the woodpecker's like skull.
Oh, and they have some pretty cool evolutionary adaptations. So their skull is compact, so the brain doesn't move a lot in the skull, and they have a spongy like front end, so when they like impact, it like kind of just like cushions on the skull. They have a third eyelid, so that every time they peck, their eyes don't fall out of their face.
Jesus.
And they have hella strong neck muscles.
I was gonna say, you'd be smacking your neck against a tree like that and breaking pieces of wood off, dude. You gotta be strong.
Like, imagine, like, the first bird just, like, thinking, like, let me peck at this thing and his
breaks his beak in half, dude, shatters it. That would be messed up. Hey guys, I want to be like Jimmy. I seen him last week doing this.
But they got like a cool little tongue, so they make like a hole into the tree, and their tongue wraps all the way behind their skull.
Oh.
So they stick their beak in, and then the tongue comes out.
They feel around for insects and shit.
It's got a spiky tip, and it's got, like, sticky saliva. Mm. So it just goes in there, looks for, like, fucking wood-eater ants or just anything. What else? Oh, you know Woody Woodpecker?
Yeah, yes. That's what I was reading the bio or whatever. It says this is, like, most closely related to the cartoon, Woody the Woodpecker.
Woody the Woodpecker. Just, like, that, like, random cultural connections, like... What else did I write? Oh, okay. Native American symbolism for change and transformation.
Transformation.
Sorry.
That makes a lot of sense.
But they're very sensitive to how the forest health is. If there's like a disturbance, then they get like their population numbers will like dwindle.
Mm.
So like if you see them, it's a good indicator that the forest is healthy. Because you need very mature trees. You need some dead trees because that's where they make their houses in. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good, dude.
In Lithuania, I was watching a story, like, video about these guys, and I legit cried. Like, almost cried at the end of the video, because this guy randomly stumbled in the forest. He looked up, and he saw, like, a mama, a woodpecker, and he just got to follow along these two baby woodpeckers, you know, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, he saw that one, like, one wasn't in the nest, and then he looked down at the base of the stump, and he saw the other one just dead.
The carcass.
Yeah, and, like, you know, 20 minutes of just, like, me being so happy, like, oh, this is so cute, like, this is great, and then he's just, like,
he doesn't... Pans down.
He doesn't show the dead body, but, like, you know, he pans down at the stump, and then he's like, then I saw. And I was like, oh, man.
Jeez. No.
That's all I got from birds, I love birds.
Birds are awesome. Damn, and they can, like, bring that much emotion out of you.
The raven / crow, this woodpecker, the octopus, and a squirrel. One of my most favorite animals.
Mm.
Octopus is very interesting.
It's so smart. Like, each of its legs, it's basically its own.
You see the one that walks on land?
No.
It, like, walks on land and it uses all of its suction cups to go from, like, little pond to pond to look for crabs. So it surfaces and it walks across, like, land.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go into the next bank and, like, disguise itself. I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only squid on Earth that can do that. Huh. Like, that species, that's why it has all those suckers on the bottom of its legs so it can pull across the Earth. I thought that was pretty cool. Because you can breathe on fucking land.
If you guys would want to be reincarnated as an animal, which one would you want to be reincarnated as?
Probably like King of the Jungle. So like a lion, a tiger, something like that. Something that's very prime. Maybe even like a silverback gorilla.
A gorilla.
Okay, so gorilla or lion? Pick one.
I'll do... Be a lion.
Okay. Leo?
I think I'd want to be an elephant. A muskie.
Then you get fished by... You get reeled in by Leo?
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said an elephant.
Elephant?
Yeah. They're very smart.
Incredibly
they
smart.
Never forget.
Gentle creatures. Like...
Unless you piss them off.
Fucking strong.
Like, so strong.
Like just like a
even
tree,
a baby
just...
elephant, dude. Even a baby elephant can fucking catastrophically kill you, dude. Like... Same thing with, like, a moose. Like, a full-grown moose. That motherfucker will kick the shit out of you,
yeah.
Dude. Like, that's what it's made for. Like,
it's,
Joe,
it's,
that's what
it's
Joe
very
Rogan
territorial.
Was talking. Yeah, dude, very like, it has to stop wolves from attacking. It's just stomping on the ground, just stomping, dude. Like, imagine that. Imagine you just get too close. You made a mistake, and it charges you.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you gonna do? You're gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
You're not stabbing that.
Mm-mm.
That thing's gonna fucking mutilate you, dude.
Yeah.
It hits you one time with that big ass hoof it has, bro, it's taking half your face off. Like, seriously.
Jawbone
yeah,
hanging off
shatter,
like a World
dude,
of
like,
Warcraft
oh.
character.
Oh
Dude, but...
Have you seen the scene from that one Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he gets mauled by a... Yeah, The Revenant, where he gets mauled by a bear?
No. Mm-hmm.
That's the most... You gonna call?
Yeah, one sec. Hello.
Oh, but...
Sorry about that, guys.
I can't,
no worries.
I don't even think YouTube has it, but... that scene of him getting mauled by the bear is so... It makes me so scared to encounter a bear, like, in the wild like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, dude, like...
They don't care.
It's not even, like, just bears and shit, dude. Like, you ever seen the... Like, because Joe Rogan was talking about it on Flagrant, where this monkey came up this girl and... Or this dude and, like, ripped half of his skull cap off. Literally. Like, he thought it was all cute. It grabbed his face and just ripped, like, half of the skin off of his head, dude.
Oh, God.
Yeah, bro, like... Those animals are vicious. Like, if you go to, like, a gorilla exhibit, like, you know, in a third world country or whatever, they let you play with them and stuff. Dude, if it wanted to, it could tear you apart like a sheet of paper. That's how strong... Like, we're not the same thing. No, we may be descendants of apes and stuff. We're not the... We're made of jelly, dude. We're made of, like, gelatin. We can be easily destroyed. Those things are pure muscle and bone.
They don't got school smarts, man.
Get out of here. Get out of town, dude. But they have pure brute strength and violence to their advantage. Whereas, if we wanted to be violent, the only thing we could actually do is shoot it with a gun. That's the only, like, viable thing. If it's charging you or trying to attack you, you can only shoot an animal that's fucking twice or three times your size and it's charging at you, dude. Like, you may froze up because you're so scared.
There's a thing going around right now. Do you know who Bo Nickel is?
Mm-hmm.
He's a UFC fighter, four-time NCAA Division I national champion, or maybe three-time national champion. Crazy good wrestler, super good fighter. And Brian Callen brought up the argument about Bo Nickel and another guy that he does a podcast with, which is another elite athlete, wrestler, grappler, versus a chimp.
Oh, no, you're losing.
I don't think so.
I know so.
Bo made it, like what Thomas was saying, the brain. The chimp doesn't know, like, what's the worst it's going to do? It's going to bite you. These guys are going to be able to maul it in grappling.
I'll be honest with you, dude, but you gotta look at it this way. Yeah, they can try and grapple it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That thing, the only thing it knows is how to survive.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna fucking escape that. It's gonna do something, and it's gonna hurt you, dude. Like, again, we're not the same thing. That thing is not made of gelatin like we are. It's not gonna easily get hurt like that. It's not.
Mm-hmm. But a professional fighter is not made of
gelatin. I mean, but it's like the same thing as like that one UFC fighter or podcaster, I don't know who it was saying he could take on a wolf. Bro, you would never. A wolf would tear you from fucking limb from limb, dude. It's such a fucking, that's all it does is kill.
Mm-hmm.
It's made to kill. It's all it knows is how to kill. That's why their fucking teeth are so, like, 3 inches long, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're sinkers, bro. If it bites you once, you...
They're sinkers. I like that.
Yeah, man.
They're sinkers.
And, like, a wild wolf is decently sized.
Exactly, yeah. Bro. Like, if you...
A fighter
say,
versus
say me, a
wolf.
A bigger guy, right? Against a... we'll say a full-sized wolf. A fully grown wolf. It's not happening. Wolf is gonna tear me apart, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I have a gun, it's gonna tear me apart.
Yeah.
Like...
66 to 180 pounds.
Ooh. Oh, look, click on this one. How big is a full grown wolf?
Where?
Right there. This top one right here.
Three to five feet.
Jesus Christ. And their tails are usually 1 to 2 feet long.
Males weigh
70 to 145 pounds, dude. That's a whole human on you.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Let's see.
There's a lion.
Yeah, I mean, like, lion, you're definitely not winning.
Because, like, maybe, but, like, I mean, think about, like, what about a pack of coyotes? Are you surviving that?
This is a coyote, and imagine, like,
no, I'm saying a pack of those.
Yeah, like eight
or nine of them, dude.
Nah.
You're not.
I like this picture.
I seen this video of three cheetahs trying to tear apart this honey badger. This honey badger beat the fuck out of these three cheetahs, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was savage, brother. Jesus. I mean, this honey badger was built different.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Imagine you're like hiking in the woods. And you just
see that,
I'm
dude.
I'm shedding my pants, dude.
Like, look at those paws, brother. Like, just, oh my god, man. Look at those canines, bro. Look at that fucking 3 inches long, bro.
Bigger than sinkers. Your nose,
sinkers, man. Sinker.
What's your best chance against one of those things?
A gun.
What is this?
But, like, if you don't have a gun.
If you don't have a gun, like.
The fuck is this?
Is that a woolly mammoth? that's a painting.
Oh, yeah, it's a painting.
Maybe, like,
Is it, like, to the eyes? Like, go for the eyes?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, like.
Go for the nose.
Go for, like, maybe? its sense of smell, maybe. Like. Punch it in its fucking nose. You know
I've
what I'm
heard
saying?
That with sharks. Like, you gotta go for something where it's gonna kind of like stun them.
Yeah, exactly.
And like the nose, I mean, on humans, if you get clocked in the nose, you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. God.
That's insane. This is in Idaho.
But like, just imagine that if you were going
I wonder to. Wonder if that one's dead though.
If you were going to smack a wolf, right. Dude, it can just easily open its mouth. When you're coming in to slap it and just bite the fuck out of your arm.
Bro, this jab's like a piston, I tell ya.
It's built like steel, let me tell ya, man.
Yeah, I'm still going for two professional fighters versus a chimp. I'm taking the two pro fighters. Mm.
I thought you said one.
Yeah, I thought you meant one.
Two.
Okay, if we're talking two, maybe. Because they can just both grab the chimp arm by arm and just rip that motherfucker in half if they want to.
The choke, the chokes.
What's Dan's pit bull for?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What is it? One versus one, or like?
It's a gorilla, a silverback versus like 10 teenagers with aluminum bats.
Oh, who do you think is winning?
The gorillas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right?
Dude, those aluminum bats will bend at the hit of their fucking skin, dude. That's how thickly built those fuckers are.
Yeah,
man.
They are.
Oh my god, I couldn't even imagine, dude. I could not even imagine just being in the wild and you see a fully fucking sized silverback gorilla just looking like this.
You've got to be deep in the shits.
No,
like
but I'm saying, no, but I'm just saying, like, if you are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're traveling with a group of friends, you see this big, mean motherfucker looking at you like, oh, I'm going to fucking eat you and your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, the thing is, don't they eat plants?
Well, no, but what I'm saying is you go too far into their camp. If you go too far to their babies, dude, they're going to rip you from fucking shred to shred.
Yeah.
Same thing as a polar bear. A polar bear is so... All it knows is to kill. Again, it's a predator. So, Joe Rogan, I keep quoting him, dude, but he was talking about this story. He's like, I don't even know if it's real, but I'm going to say it anyways. These guys were... their boat was going to capsize, right? So they had to get on an ice raft. They had to get off the boat and onto an ice raft. Well, they see this big fucking polar bear, dude. And it's on an ice raft in the distance. What does it do? Goes under the water, gets onto a closer ice raft. Again, goes under the water. Now it's right fucking next to them, dude. What does it do? Grabs their fucking friend, pulls him under the water, and pulls him to the ice raft away and is eating him alive as his friends are watching. That's how fucking crazy that shit is, dude. Like, again, because he made a very valid point. Polar bears don't eat berries. They can't eat grass because it doesn't grow out there.
Mm-hmm.
They only know how to hunt and kill, like, fish or sea walruses and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you say? How many people die from goose attacks?
The average American will lose to a goose in a fight. Numbers of... Oh, wait. That's just wildlife. I'm... Like... I just heard...
They carry a lot of diseases, though.
A friend of a friend's dad or uncle died from a goose attack.
Yeah.
Like, they attacked him on the boat and then, like, put him underwater and he drowned.
Jesus.
Wow.
And... I just like thinking like you can win against a chimp, and then the goose comes and kills you.
Well, again, it probably had brothers and sisters with it, so it wasn't just that goose. There was probably multiple. I mean, I don't think one goose can put you under.
No. Some people are like really afraid of goose, but like I see one like squaring up with me, and I'm like, I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I'm gonna duck.
Yeah, like it tries to hiss him. I'm like, go grab your friend, cause I'm gonna knock you out first.
Do they have like some sort of sharpness in their beak?
Yeah, okay. They've got some little like, I don't know if it's technically teeth, but like sharp edges. Whatever, yeah. Inside the beak.
Right hook, uppercut.
Dude, just step back, up, right? Just a straight up jab down the middle.
I'm gonna do the O'Malley. He's gonna start following me. I'm gonna step back and just catch him. Hammer fist.
Yeah, hammer fist. Now lies on the ground, dude. Jesus.
Oh man. Okay.
All right. Where are we moving on to next, boys?
Concert talk.
Okay.
Concert talk.
Okay. Well, what did you want to talk? You said you like how amazing concerts are.
Yeah.
Expand.
I've only been to 2 concerts in my time. And the first one was Dan and Shay, mm-hmm. kind of like a country-ish thing, and it was just...
But I taste tequila!
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If you got a girl, go to them. It's a great band. But I then went to a Pink Floyd cover band called Government Mule.
I've heard of Government Mule.
And they're touring right now, and they are covering Pink Floyd songs. And these guys put on such a show.
Formed in 1994 as a side project of the Allman Brothers Band by guitarist Warren Haynes and bassist Alan Woody. Oh, Alan Woody, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, they're solid. They're super solid.
Oh, okay, so look, album's Dark Side of the Mule, just like Dark Side of the Moon from Pink Floyd.
Yep.
Click on that one, see what songs are there. Let's just see.
That's, I think, what they played in...
Look, Dark Side of the Mule, The Deep End, Heavy Load Blues. Oh, that's their tour. Okay.
They played at the Red Rocks. But yeah, I mean, the crowd there was super, like, you know, it was an older crowd. And I was talking to some of these guys, and they were like, this sounds better than when I heard Floyd in, like, the 80s and
90s. That's saying a lot, dude.
Technology increase probably has a lot to do with it, but... I had, like, some old dude pass me the roach, and I was chiefing on it a little bit. And I started to just sit there and, like, take everything in. And almost, it was as if, like, as I was scanning over the crowd, everybody was, like, de-aging by, like, 40 years. And then I started to see everybody in, like, their 20s and their 30s just jamming out to, like, what they would have been listening to when they were my age. But now, like, our age, it's a lot of... You know, there's so many more options, but I feel like the majority of our age would be seen at, like, a rap, some sort of rap event. Like, you're going to see low 20s to mid 20s, like, Gen Z at, like, rap stuff.
At, like, Lala.
Yeah, like, there was not many people my age at this concert, but, it was like they went back in time, like, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. It was incredible.
Yeah, I went to a show recently, last weekend, and my friend took me to it. First show I've ever been to, Soundbar in Chicago. It was this EDM artist called Dirty Monkey. And honestly, dude, it was pretty solid. Like, I mean, I didn't think I was going to enjoy myself as much as I did, like, walking in there, because it was kind of, like, weird.
Mm-hmm.
Being in, like, a club kind of, like, format, because there was a downstairs, there was an upstairs, and it's, like, just, like, all, like, neon lights and shit, you know, because EDM, so it's, like... rave shit. So we got there maybe like I want to say like 11.
Mm-hmm.
We were there till like maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It was pretty cool. It was a good experience, but I definitely want to go to like a festival or like something that's outdoors. I don't like that indoor shit. I was sweating too much, dude. I had the headband on and I was still sweating so hard, bro. I was like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
It really depends on the venue. Like, if it's a smaller...
I mean, Soundbar in Chicago, it was just... So, when we first got there, it wasn't as packed. But, like, when Dirty Monkey really started to, like, play all of his songs and stuff, that floor was packed, bro. Like, I'm jumping up next to people that are left, right, in front of me, behind me. Like, and let me tell you, there was a mixed crowd in there, okay?
Mixed crowd? Like, gender?
No, like, there was a lot of gay people. Like, not a lot. Like, I saw them towards the end, like, when we were leaving outside, like, getting, food off, like, the taco trucks and stuff. But I was just like, wow, that was in there while I was in there the whole time.
Oh, that makes you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Why? You think they're going to try to touch you?
Yeah, dude. Gay men have tried to touch me.
Oh.
Yeah.
We don't need to get into that.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's they're happened.
They're like, oh, one of my own. Let me go,
like,
see.
Exactly. And it's like, it's happened, and it's just weird. Like, I'm good on that. I don't swing that way, homie.
Well,
you got to experiment, Nico.
Smaller venue.
Shut the fuck up, man. Shut up.
Smaller venues.
Search up soundbar in Chicago.
Okay, hold up.
My bad. I didn't know you were gonna start, show a video from yours.
It's all good. Soundbar Chicago.
That's literally what it looked like, dude.
Like this.
Like that, yeah.
Okay. Like a club.
Yeah, it was literally like a club atmosphere, like that. That's what it looked like. All those people right there. That's what it looked like.
Dude,
I'm definitely sweating my ass off.
Yeah, bro, it was hot in there, man.
God, I could not do that.
But smaller venues.
I know, I took like a gram of shrooms before I went in there, and it was fun.
The smaller venues make, like, just the music experience so much more personal and just super fun. Like, I saw Oliver Tree, and
I was gonna say Oliver Anthony.
I've seen this video before. Wait, this is not the song I've heard. If you like to talk.
Damn, Thomas was up there in the front, son.
No, but it was small. It was like probably like, I don't know. It was half the size of a soundbar. Just like being this close in a small area, it just made it so hype. But, have you ever been to Aragon? Well, probably, no, you haven't.
No.
But do you know?
I know of it.
It's an amazing venue, and I got to see Ghost live there.
And Iron Maiden?
Iron Maiden was an outdoor one. I think State Farm, or just something down, like, by Joliet.
Oh, at Tinley Park? The outdoor one?
Yeah.
That's where I saw Government Mule, the outdoor amphitheater.
Yeah, that's...
The Credit Union one.
That's where I saw it. So imagine that arena and, like, a giant skull, like, showing up.
Oh, my gosh.
Insane. But Ghost, like, I don't know how...
Excuse me, Joe, I gotta use...
No worries.
This man's pissing buckets.
Yeah, dude, what are you gonna do?
He's slurping down drinks, yeah, no man. Wonder.
To me, though... Concert venues, like, just pulling out the fried.
I mean, yeah, hit that shit, son.
No, I'm good.
Scary.
No, I hit the joint, like, last week, and I didn't like it. So, I'm just gonna stick with my decision to stay off.
Yeah, that's fair.
There you go, respectable.
But,
I'm a piece of shit, I'm gonna smoke that.
Right now?
Yeah.
Should've done this at the beginning of the
Man! Forget about it.
Forget about
this
it.
Is what I
the
do
trifecta.
This is what I do on a daily basis.
Daily.
You know what I'm saying?
Daily.
No, not daily. I smoke on a daily basis, but... this is more so on my days off and shit.
Yeah.
Like, today's my day off and... Excuse me, sorry. I won't get another day off till...
Saturday.
Today's Tuesday, yeah, so Saturday. And I gotta spend the whole day because my brother's... graduation party, so I'm assuming I'll be busy from the morning till nighttime, and then I have a dentist appointment coming up next week on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be interesting. That's gonna be an interesting one.
Okay.
Yeah.
See what they tell me. Get a full set of fucking dentures or what?
Mm.
We're gonna see what's good.
I'm not being judgmental, but you wanna put the shit away? It's a little frowned upon in this house.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I mean, I would think Liam would tell me before you. Jesus Christ.
I'm looking out for Liam. Hopefully he thinks that.
No, I mean...
Or you don't care.
It was fine. I don't really think she's going to come down here, but... Yeah.
Wait. I wanted to say, though. The concerts, though, the music is like half of it for me. The other half of the experience is the visuals,
people.
The pyrotechnics, like... Just the crowd vibe, like, that makes the entire experience. And Ghost, what I loved about them is they went hard with the lights and the pyrotechnics and just being in the Aragon. I got pretty close. It's huge. Like, I could have been all the way in the back, but I got, I don't know, let's say 15, 14 crowds, like, away from the main stage.
Mm-hmm.
And...
oh, jeez. Are they wearing, like, masks?
Yeah, they're supposed to be, like, a hellish type of group. So they're all ghouls. And then that's, like, the main pope.
That singer. Looks like Sting! I like their sound. They're not as, like, dark and deep as I assumed. Not as, like, throaty.
They did an acoustic cover of one song.
Oh, that's
it. It was so hype. You just see these guys, like, coming out with acoustic guitar, like, what? You might hear me sing in the fucking behind the camera. And then I fucking turn around for some reason. But one last one. This is just like a funny moment in the concert.
Black belt and guitar.
And this is the
did he pass, belt. Did he pass it off?
Yeah.
Smoke on the water.
And then the transition into the real song. Hope I don't skip too far.
Oh yeah, this song, dude.
And then just like everyone buys into the. Fucking amazing. And then one funny pick.
Oh, that's awesome! The Pope! The Pope with the sax.
Every new album, he has like a new version of the Pope. So this is like from the older album.
That's cool.
But
it seems like a cool guys to see in concert.
Oh, so great. I don't like their newer songs though, so I'm glad I saw them before. That's just my only rife with them. The main guy, so he gets all the credit, like, you know his name, you know, like, he's the center of attention. Everyone else is like just they have the ghoul masks on, and he just like replaces them for every like concert, you know. Like they don't it's not like part of the travel crew, it's like all right.
We who just, gets hired on yeah, at that time.
And I think he didn't pay them that much, you know.
And what a piece of work that guy is.
Yeah, but I loved the music back in the day.
No, well, back in the day, this is today, and that guy's a piece of work, so forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Forget about it.
All right, let's talk about this house in Pennsylvania. let's just touch on that real quick, just so we can get that out of the way,
Yep, right here.
For the viewers who are watching who don't know what I'm talking about. Oh. Can we just
bang?
Yeah, can we press M? Pinpointing a possible cause of the tremendous explosion that rocked a Pittsburgh
suburb
on Saturday.
Five people, including a yeah, bro, look at this.
Killed. Fire officials say there was a problem with the hot water tank in the basement of the house.
It destroyed like four or five houses, bro.
Destroyed in the blast and the widespread fire that followed. Well, imagine you're taking a shit in the next house.
Right as it hits the water.
My God, as soon as you hear kerplunk, that's when it boom. Oh,
shit. Oh, you start looking down.
You start running out the house. And
what the fuck? An extra turd slides out because you're so scared. You're like, oh, God.
The turd turns into diarrhea.
You're watching YouTube on your phone. You drop it into
oh,
the toilet.
Oh, man, that would suck. In a full pool of shit. Yeah. Oh, God.
You're working on like the roof, and then you just hear it.
I just think it's crazy how they said that explosion is gonna take years to investigate. Like, I get it; it was all burnt up and blown up, but you should be able to find the fucking root cause of it within the first 6 months.
Like a hot water tank.
Yeah, a hot water tank, but that's just what they're assuming.
Oh yeah, I heard some comments speculating like they had like, the inspectors or whatever. Like, yeah, and, like, just
they had bad lines or some shit, and it just fucking overheated and it exploded, but. I don't know, dude. That shit is weird to me because it's like, you seen the neighborhood. It was nice as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to let something like that slide? Because you're then, at that point, if it's ruled out as like a gas leak cause or something, it's ruled out on the village. It's nobody else's fault but the people who came out to inspect the shit.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's maybe why they're holding off on releasing the real reason, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Can't say for sure until... we hear news about it, but...
Yeah. Rest in peace to those...
Yeah, rest in peace to those families out there, man, you know, who were touched by this. I hope you get through it, because mm-hmm. that's definitely not something I'd want to have to experience with another family member or anything.
No.
Could you imagine not the Metro train, like, derailing?
Dude, you know how many times I've thought about that since I live right next to it? No, seriously. Thought about it. Even exploding next to my house. Because, like, even if it derailed next to my house, it would destroy my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so close, the cars are going to stack on top of each other, and it's eventually going to go either left or right. And if it goes right, it's taking out the whole bottom half of my apartment. Like, I'm hitting the ground.
Yeah.
Like, I live up on the third floor. It's not fun up there.
No.
Not fun up there. But I'd rather be up there than down there in the basement with, like, the rats and shit. Mice and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, we have that problem in our building. Not as much as the people downstairs do.
Yeah.
That's gross. Mm-hmm. Rodents.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we covered everything we needed to cover today.
Let's cover that Oliver Anthony real quick.
Yeah, that's the last thing. We should. Yeah. That'll be our outro.
Thomas is like this fucking guy.
I was listening to a podcast about it, and I guess they looked at his, like, other songs,
mm-hmm.
and he had some questionable lyrics in this one, or in those ones, but this one, like,
This is his newest one, too, and it's number one trending on for music still.
Yeah, still. How many views does it say?
33 now. It was 32 million earlier.
In 13 days?
Yeah. For bullshit pay.
This man declined an $8 million music industry deal.
I would have too.
Wow.
I would have too.
He wrote a whole thing on X about like how he worked like a regular job. He traveled around like the country area just meeting with regular working folks.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of how he wants to bring back real country or something. And I definitely get that energy, you know. Because I feel like the big-time country folks, they probably, you know, they have tour buses, they have all that shit.
Jason Aldean, Morgan Wallen, all them, Luke Combs.
Yeah.
They all have big
They're all corporate.
That's why I like this guy. He's not. He's outside in the fucking bayou, wherever the fuck he is, dude.
Yeah.
I still think he should get paid a ton of money.
Well, I mean, as many views he's getting, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's getting paid some kind of money.
Well, the thing is, this is like radio YouTube channel.
I've seen it.
It's not even his. So I wonder if like
he's even receiving any of that.
Maybe
a contract,
some type of like contract to get money from it.
Well, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds. Lay on top of dust, keep on kicking him down.
I really hope we don't get copyright strike for this.
People like me and people like you. Be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Just cut him out and put me in here, you know?
Yeah, I like that line he does about the miners on an
island. Yeah, yeah. Not only keep an eye out for miners, but miners on an island somewhere too. Like, control. I know what you do. But I know that you do. Cause a rich man know the rich man.
Wow, that's powerful.
It really is, dude. I told Thomas, I was like, I couldn't stop playing it from, like, last night. Mm. And I kept replaying it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, when he, like, the real contention in his voice, when he's like, a dollar ain't shit, mm-hmm. and it's taxed to no end. It's like, it's true. Dollar's not shit, and it's taxed to no end, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we work overtime hours for bullshit pay. Like, if you're not union, you're not making money.
Yeah.
You're not. You're really not, bro. Those guys who get fucking paid $50 to $60 to stand on the side of the sidewalk and hold a sign. Like, why can't that be the bare minimum wage for the average worker around the world?
Mm-hmm.
It's bare minimum. Like, dude, I work two jobs. I do landscaping when I can, and I sell auto parts at night. The auto parts job is just something that's safe and secure, but it's bullshit pay. Bullshit hours, too. Like, it's definitely something that once you get your job, we didn't even touch on that, but Liam's mm-hmm. getting a new job soon, and...
Yep.
Wait, you said you were going to announce it. Can we give Liam the
yeah,
time?
Come on, I seen it in the thing, and I was like, I want him to say it.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, so... Man, I didn't really want to make it like this, but I just wanted to talk about it a little bit. I mean, it's not really too big of a deal. It's just...
Come on. First job out of school.
First job. So I graduated from Bradley University in May and been doing a little bit of traveling this summer, and I started searching for a job finally the last 3 weeks. And I went through a ton of interviews, ton of applications. Those who watched the Crypto Hoops episode, Alvin was expressing his feelings. It's a grind looking for a job, and I'm at a good company in LaGrange. I like them. Pretty good benefits. Only 2 days in office, 3 remote.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me. We went to a Froth the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's pretty solid.
Yeah. Automotive Internet Media, and I'll be starting there in September. I'll be...
IMM?
AIM.
AMM.
AIM.
AIM. Automotive Internet Media. It's AIM.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. AIM, yeah.
Yeah, AIM.
I don't know why I said AIM.
You confused me, bro.
My bad. Yeah. I don't know why I said AIM. I thought you said automotive, like, something industry. I don't know.
Whatever, but...
Nico's hammered.
Fuck you guys.
No, yeah, I'm super excited for it.
He said I forgot.
We're going to keep doing the podcast, keep pumping it out, and hopefully... Some of the skills that I learned doing digital marketing there will parlay into this, and you guys will see some increases.
Can I have one video for you to pull up just real quick? Just
do we need it on the pod? We can just end it and then we'll just watch it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. Fine. I just want to show you guys it. I sent it to you, but I don't know if you've seen it.
Oh, is it
the Meals by Cug?
No. Okay.
All right. That's fine. Episode 40. Great episode,
gentlemen.
Boys. Hey, let's see if we can get this one up to surpass the other Nico episode. Because that one is reigning supreme on the channel.
Yeah.
So
a little how you doing action. You
like, know? Subscribe, comment. Let us know if you guys like that intro we did at the beginning. We'll try and...
There.
If it's there.
if they want to have me back on, they can have me back on.
Of course,
it would
be
up to you guys. And they're obviously up to their discretion.
Yeah,
but...
If you guys want disc golf content, if you want... Really anything. If you want us to tenure Nico as a paid member of this.
Wait.
He's like, wait, paid. He's like, paid. Wait a second. What are we talking about here?
PayPal in description. Thank you guys. Peace.
Liquid IV.
Liquid IV.